Hello?
Hi, Alberto. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good. How are you? I'm still on the way home. I'm just stuck in traffic.
Okay.
Yeah,
no
I just,
worries. I kind of figured that.
I just don't have my credit card on me. You know, like, I would, but I just don't have my card on me.
Yeah, no. That's okay. Well, listen, I mean, are you on Bluetooth?
Yeah, I am on Bluetooth.
Okay. I mean, what we could do in the meantime, if you want, we could at least go through the notes, you know, kind of verify the business information and stuff. And then once you get home, then all we have to do is just go over the payment and the voice verification. That would be the last thing that would be left.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So let's do that. Let me go here. Let's see. Yeah, to at least get you through that part, you know what I mean? That's not a problem. We can at least get part of the process started, right?
Right.
I know. The traffic's always the worst, huh?
But it's whatever, you know. I have to do what I have to do.
Right. I hear you. Well, let me tell you, traffic in California, I mean, I'm sure is a lot worse.
Oh, no, I'm not in California. I'm in Chicago.
No, I'm saying because we're in California. Have you ever been out to Disneyland?
No, but I have been to California before. The traffic there.
Oh, really? What part?
I was in Los Angeles and La Jada.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But it was, yeah, the traffic there is crazy.
Oh, right? I'm not lying, right?
It's super
crazy.
And everything is so far from each other. Like, it's like everything is just the distance is so far compared to Chicago. Everything's all together. Over
yeah.
there, you'll at least have to do an hour drive just to get to the city.
Yeah.
Because especially when it's, you're trying to live in the city, but you know the expenses are
oh, yeah.
out there.
Oh, they are. I'm not, yeah, you're dead serious because I mean, let me tell you, sometimes some of the stuff, it's like, oh my gosh. And then our traffic is so bad. Like where I live, we're in the southern part of California in Orange County, which is maybe like, depending on what part of LA, we're probably like 20 minutes away. But where I live, I literally live like 5 minutes from Disneyland. And at a certain time, I can't go to the store because the store that might be like a mile away will take me 20 minutes to get there.
Yeah, because
depending on where I'm driving.
Yeah.
Because of all the tourists and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
How much is the gas over there where you guys are? We're paying $6.
Well, right now it's going up now, but because I don't know if you heard, because of inflation and everything. But
yeah.
Currently, it was like a month or two ago. It was at $4 for premium. And now it's at $5 or getting close to $6. So,
oh my gosh. Okay. You know what we're spending just on unleaded? Unleaded is right now $6.
Oh man.
Premium is over $7, right?
Yeah.
And I have a Chrysler 300 and I have two Chevy trucks. So imagine how much it costs me for my truck.
at least over 150, I can say.
Oh yeah, it's close to 150. My husband the other day put $50 in the truck, and I'm like, really? You put $50 in the truck? You know how far that's going to get me? It gave me less than half a tank. I was barely
right.
over. I was like at a quarter and a half. I said, that's not going to do nothing.
I rented out like a Porsche and a track hawk out there and
nice.
And it was just crazy. Like I couldn't even, like the tank was about to be like $200-$300 and I was like, oh my god, this is
you're
crazy.
Like forget it.
but it did inspire because at one point I do want to end up moving to over there. Like right now I'm just grinding out here. But at one point,
listen,
I do want to go over there.
Save your money right now. Make as much money as you can before you come out here. I'm not going to lie to you. It's expensive.
No, yeah. I already know it's expensive. I plan to, like, try to expand my company over there. But
uh-huh.
Like,
that would
but
be
like
good.
I literally have to, like, work until that point. I give myself at least, like, two or three years, you know?
That's good. That's good. That's a good start. Definitely a good start. Good job. Now, okay. So for the services that you want to be listed for, what we're going to do is we're going to go over some of the services, but of course in your client interview, Alberto, they'll go over more services with you in detail. Like they'll go over specific keywords. So I know we talked about drywall, framing, renovation, remodeling. Is there anything else you want me to notate on there as well that I didn't mention?
Did you put framing, right?
Yes, I put drywall, framing, renovation, remodeling. Do you do like any painting, flooring, anything specific that you would want to be found for?
I do painting, but I don't specific. Yeah, actually, yeah, put down painting.
You want me to put painting? Okay.
Yeah, put down painting, and put down demolition as well.
Demo? Okay, demolition. Got it.
Man.
As far as
the future, am I allowed to add in anything else?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just doing more stuff to learn and bring more for my company.
Anytime, Alberto, that you want to add in more keywords or you want to, let's say you feel like running a promotion, anytime that you want to remove a keyword, add some other ones, you can do that at any time. We don't charge you more. Just let us know so that way we can update it. Okay? And that's going to be for residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Let's do residential for right now.
Okay, gotcha. And then let's see. Do you have a Facebook page by chance for the business?
No, not yet. I do not have any social media.
Okay, no worries. And then I know you don't have a website, but you do have pictures, right, of some of the work that you've done?
Yes, I have pictures.
Okay. Now, what about a business logo?
That's what I was just going to tell you about. I have someone trying to make a logo, but they're taking a little bit too long. If I do want a logo.
We can make you one.
If you guys can, and I have an idea of the logo, of what to do and everything. So I don't know if I would talk to you about it or talk to
I'll notate it. So you would talk to the, so when we set up the account, right, we're also going to schedule what's called a client interview for you. The client interview, it'll be with one of the technicians. Now, what they're going to do is basically cross all the T's, dot all the I's. They're going to talk to you about the website. They'll talk to you about the business logo. It doesn't cost you more. We include it. You can give them the ideas that you have, and then they'll create the business logo for you. They're going to send you everything so that way you can review it, the website and the logo. Let us know if it's what you like or if you have any changes before we publish it, okay?
Okay.
They're going to talk to you about your keywords, the areas you're going to be targeting. They're going to go over way more in detail in that client interview. The client interview, what we'll do is we'll block out an hour, and then we'll schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. I like to try to schedule it within the if not that same day, the next day. So for you, I'd like to try to schedule it for tomorrow, because the sooner you get through the client interview, the quicker we're moving. Right? Because they got to verify everything with you. Now, I'm going to put on here that you have some photos and then you need a business logo. Okay? Yeah. Is what I'm going to put. Needs business logo. And then I'm going to put, have some ideas.
And then once that logo is made, am I able to get a PDF of it so I can make business cards?
Yeah, they'll be able to send, they can do that for you. Uh-huh, they'll send it to you.
Do you guys know anyone for business cards as well, or?
No, but you know what? You can, if you're looking for somewhere for business cards, I know a lot of my friends, when they started their business, they went through Vistaprint. They got business cards, and they weren't that expensive. You have a way to get, if you want glossy or the matte style, you can do your font how you want it, and they're very inexpensive. So I would check out Vistaprint for business cards, okay? And then, now I know when we talked, you had mentioned you go about 25 miles, 50 miles is as far as you're willing to go if they're paying, right? So do you want to keep it within a 50 mile radius, 25? I mean, how far do you want to target? Or do you want to target specific areas?
Within 50 miles is fine, honestly.
Okay. So I'll put 50 miles. Now, from where you're going to be PIN verified at, it's going to target 50 miles around you. If later on you want to increase that, you want to target, say, 70 miles, or maybe there's certain zip codes that you want to target, just let us know so that way we can go ahead and modify it. Okay? It doesn't cost you more to make changes. Okay? And then when the way we contact you, okay, is by phone, text, emails. Do you prefer all three, phone and text? What's your preference for the method of contact?
Can I do all three?
Absolutely.
Phone, text, and email.
Okay, perfect. And then what are your hours of operation?
7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
That's Monday through Saturday.
Okay. And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check,
cash,
Zelle?
Check, Zelle. Cash,
do you
check,
do Venmo?
Zelle, I can do Venmo.
Okay. What about PayPal, Cash App, any of those?
Yeah, I can do Cash App and PayPal I haven't set up, but Cash App I can do.
Okay, awesome. If you ever set up a PayPal account for the business, let us know, because on the website that we create, if you have a business PayPal account, we can integrate it with the website. So there's a section on there where they can make a payment to you from the website, and it would actually go directly to your PayPal account. So if you ever create a PayPal account for the business, let us know. This way we can integrate it, and it'll show where they could put in the amount that they're paying, the description. They could either pay with their Venmo, their credit card, or with their PayPal, and it'll go directly to your business PayPal account, okay, if at
right.
any time you create one.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and create one.
I don't know what the fees are. Just the FYI, I know sometimes that they do charge a fee on the PayPal, depending. But, I mean, it's always something to look into. Sometimes it's like a 3% or 4%, depending on the kind of card that the person's using. But, I mean, it's something to look into, you know, in the future, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And then now the company name, the way it should read, right, is just Liberty Contracting, correct?
Can we put down Liberty Contracting?
Okay.
I would want to put General Contracting.
It's up to you, however you want it to read, because we're going to make sure that wherever we're listing you, that it is consistent, the company name. If you want us to put General Contracting, that's up to you.
No, Liberty Contracting is fine.
Okay, and then the number that clients would contact you on, that's going to be the 773-263-4375, right? That's the number
yes.
you want them to call? Okay.
Yes.
And then it's not a requirement, but are you licensed and insured or in the process?
I'm trying to get I'm for sure going to get the LLC this week.
Awesome.
But
okay.
I am licensed to the union as well.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good job. Okay. And then what's the next thing? Okay, we're going to have Google send out a PIN code to you. Okay? The PIN code, it'll come in the mail, and it's going to look like a postcard. That PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map. What address
okay.
are we going to have them send it to?
86.
Uh-huh.
17.
Uh-huh.
South Kilpatrick Avenue.
Okay.
The zip code is 60652.
Okay.
Chicago, Illinois.
Got it. And is this like your home address by chance?
Yes, this is my
okay.
home address.
I'm going to hide the address because we don't want your address showing on Google. Okay, so we're going to hide the address. Yeah. You're like, yeah, please. Okay.
I just wanted to give you a mailing address, you know, for any.
Yeah, no. And that's good. Listen, Google is very aware. See, your business that you have what's called a home office, right? A lot of businesses have home offices. So Google, whenever you have a home office, they don't want that address showing anywhere on Google. So we always hide it. And there's no unit number or nothing like that, right?
No.
Okay. Awesome. Now, I am going to send you, while we're on the phone, I'm going to send you two text messages, okay? The first text message that I'm going to send you, it's going to have the number to customer service. So, Alberto, anytime, okay, that you have a change, you have a question, a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service, okay? So let me send that to you. And then I'm also going to send you a second text message. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video. When you have time, the video, I'm going to say it's about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video, because what it's going to do is it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and view your report. So it'll walk you through it. It's nothing too complicated, but I want you to at least to get familiar with it so that you know how to log in to your computer, into your client dashboard, and you can view your listings and see the calls that you've been getting, okay? Because we do want you to track your success with us, all right?
All right.
And then if I look at the calendar right now, I'm going to tell you the times that I have available for tomorrow. How does your schedule look for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow I am working at a job, but like I said, my work times are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, I have a time available for tomorrow. If you wanted for your client interview, it would be between 5 and 6 o'clock. That's your time.
Yeah,
would that work?
That's perfect.
Okay, perfect. So I'll set up your client interview for tomorrow. It'll be from 5 to 6 o'clock. They're going to call you between 5 and 6 o'clock, and they'll call you from an 877 number, right? So you would just need to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour, and you'll also receive a reminder an hour before your client interview. We'll send you a reminder just to let you know it's going to be coming up in an hour, okay, just to remind you, okay? And then the only thing that we have left to do is just going over the billing. Before I process your payment, I'll read to you a voice verification recording. That's for your protection, and it'll outline our service agreement. It'll go over the billing date. So today you would be paying the $598 to get started. And then on the 29th of April, you would pay the $499, okay? After your second month, what was that? Go ahead. You had a question?
So my monthly payment is $499, or how much is it?
Yeah, the monthly is $499. That's the monthly payment. Yeah. So the first payment, it includes the monthly and the setup fee of $99. That's why it's $598, right? So today you would pay the $598, and then April 29th, you would just pay the $499. Now, after that second month, you're on a month-to-month basis, okay? If at any time, Alberto, let's say you want to discontinue services, or you need to put it on pause because you're super busy and you cannot take on more work, or let's say you're going on vacation, right? All we ask you is that you call us 3 business days, okay, before your next billing is due, so that you're not incurring any charges, okay? You just make sure to call 3 business days before. And we don't do a cancellation charge or anything like that. And it's always just going to be the $499 a month for as long as you're with us. If you're with us for 5 years and our prices go up, you're never going to pay more than the $499 a month, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I'm still here for another 45 minutes. I don't know how far you are from home because I know you've been in traffic, but I'm at least glad we got through this part.
No, yeah, I should be home in about like before 40 minutes. I'm just driving there right now.
Okay. So I'll give you a call right before I leave, see if you're home already, and then we'll just go through the voice verification and the payment, and then you'll be all set, okay?
Okay.
All right. Drive safely.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye.